Frustrated by weeds in your lawn this year? I think I know the answer to that. Well, there is something you can do shortly that should help get rid of them. Joining us live is WTOP garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. You know, I have been in this business for 20 years. I've been on TOP for a dozen years. Yesterday, talking to a turf grass researcher, I learned this business about stopping weeds for next year now for the first time.
Really?
This is something I had never heard before.
I thought you knew everything. That's what you told us.
I know. I had to go back and correct myself.
So why is it important to do this now?
Because it turns out that plants like dandelion, clover, plantain, chickweed, they all drop their seed at the very beginning of the summer. But it doesn't germinate in the heat. It waits till the cooler air moves in, and then it germinates rapidly. And this is also the time where we need to be prepared to give our lawns the biggest feeding of the season anyway, to reward them for having survived summer as best they did. So if you apply corn gluten meal at the rate of 10 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, right around August 15th, it'll give your lawn that feeding, green it up nice, help it recover from summer, and it'll knock down dandelion, clover, plantain, henbit, chickweed, all of these cool season annuals that people are frustrated against. And this is the only time you can stop them pre-emergent-wise, that is, destroying their seed before any real plant forms out of this.
Will this impact fall grass seed planting, though?
Yes, you may not use corn gluten meal or any other pre-emergent at the same time you sow grass seed. But once the grass is up, all the corn gluten does is feed it. So if you need to sow a new lawn, I'd say break all the rules. Get the seed in the ground as soon as you can. Water it twice a day for 20 minutes, morning and evening, until that grass comes up. And then wait 10 days to 2 weeks. Then put the corn gluten down. It'll give your new grass a perfect feeding, and it'll knock out especially the henbit, plantain, and chickweed, which germinate a little later in the season than the dandelion and clover.
All right, good advice from our WTOP garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.